Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Sportster Show, brought to you by thesportster.com. My name is Jim Parsons. We got a little intro here for this show prior to getting to what we had just finished recording, because while we were recording it, both Norman and I got breaking news, as did most of the wrestling fans who follow closely on social media, that Vince McMahon is apparently trying to come back to WWE. Not only is he planning on coming back, but he's planning on coming back to oversee the sale of the company, or at least that's the story, which Vince McMahon is right now denying. But there is more to this that we need to cover. McMahon has admitted that he does want to come back to WWE, that he is coming back to oversee the negotiations for the media rights for WWE, but he is denying that he is looking to sell the company. He has communicated to the board that unless he has direct involvement as an executive chairman from the outset of a strategic review, he won't support any media right deal or sale. So in other words, he is making it very, very difficult to not bring him back. He is the majority holder of the B-Stock shares in the company. He fired Wilson and Berrios, and he's brought in Nick Khan. And now he's going to be bringing back Wilson and Berrios to probably take over what they're calling a counter coup of some kind. And this whole thing has just exploded and gotten really, really weird. And it's a huge news today on Thursday, January 5th, as we put this podcast together. So we're going to have to take a little time to focus on what all of this means for WWE. Now, keep in mind, Vince McMahon voluntarily left and was kind of ousted from the company in 2022 because of sexual allegations and an investigation going into improper behavior on his part. But I guess in December, he wrote a letter to the board of WWE saying that he wanted to come back. His intentions were that he wanted to come back, that they were willing to talk to him about this on a review sort of basis, and that this was something that they would consider. I guess he's not happy with that. Instead, what it sounds like is going on here is that McMahon is kind of prepared to hold up WWE until he gets his way by not allowing any new media deals, and WWE is kind of in that process right now where they're going to be looking to renegotiate their television deals and media deals with their major networks. He could stand to be a real problem here for WWE if he wanted to get his way. It's very, very interesting to see what this is all going to look like. Interestingly, the WWE stock has jumped since this announcement. CNBC is reporting that the stock has taken a nice little hit, but a positive one, in terms of the Vince McMahon news. So since the announcement has come out, the stock has risen in WWE. So here's a quote that comes from a press release regarding this. It says, quote, WWE is entering a critical juncture in its history, with the upcoming media rights negotiations coinciding with increased industry-wide demand for quality content and live events, and with more companies seeking to own the intellectual property on their platforms, said Mr. McMahon. This is a quote from Vince McMahon. The only way for WWE to fully capitalize on this opportunity is for me to return as executive chairman and support the management team in the negotiations for our media rights, and to combine that with a review of strategic alternatives. My return will allow WWE, as well as any transaction counterparties, to engage in these processes, knowing they will have the support of the controlling shareholder. It is also being said that WWE has asked Vince McMahon in their conversations to reimburse the company for any expenses that were involved in the investigation surrounding him. He has agreed to work with them to a reasonable number, especially things that are not covered by insurance, but he reportedly declined to agree to not return to the company. So it has always been his agenda to come back to WWE, and this is going to create quite the storyline around the wrestling world. And this isn't even scratching the surface of the speculation that is bound to pop up here. You know, whether or not he sells his share and tries to start a new wrestling company, or whether or not somebody like Tony Khan from AEW, who has enough money to buy WWE, would be interested in doing so and buying this share. I mean, who knows where all of this speculation is going to lead. It is certainly not news that WWE fans probably wanted to hear at the beginning of 2023. And as we put this podcast out, we're only 5 days into the new year. Man, oh man, this is going to be an interesting year. We thought 2022 was crazy. 2023 is going to be even nuttier. So we'll keep you up to speed on all of this on thesportster.com. But I wanted to do that intro first. This show is about some of the news we've already been talking about in WWE, AEW, New Japan, Wrestle Kingdom, everything that's happened in the last 5 days here, including Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné debuting for New Japan Pro Wrestling, and whether or not she's going to show for AEW. So we're going to be talking about that on the show this week. So Norm and I are going to touch base on that, some other news, and of course the Vince McMahon stuff as we go along here. So sit back. Hope you enjoy this episode. There'll be a lot of changes as you listen to it. We'll have more news on thesportster.com. This is another edition of The Sportster Show. Enjoy. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of The Sportster Show. My name is Jim Parsons. I'm here with thesportster.com. As always, Norman Quarantine is on the other line. Norman, how are you doing?
I'm good, man. Happy New Year.
Thank you, you too. I unfortunately caught a cold over the New Year's Eve celebration. So for the last couple days, I've been a little under the weather. I sound like this, which may not be that different for some people, but my voice is a little foggy. I'm kind of like if you ever watch Friends, when Phoebe has the cold and she's singing in the cafe and she's all sad because she sounds all, you know, mysterious and sexy when she sings and stuff like that. I'm sure people would be like, oh, dude, you sound better when you're sick. You should be sick all the time. But
yeah,
let's hope that's not the case. And this is temporary.
Yeah, it's going around. It's going around. I know a couple of other people that caught a little cold. My wife actually got sick, but it lasted like a day and a half. It was really intense while it lasted, but then she just woke up feeling fine one morning. I was like, okay, that's good, probably.
Yeah, I'm just super congested. I'm feeling all right, but I'm just like, it's hard to talk and catch your wind and stuff like that, but I'll be all right. So we'll talk a little bit about the kickoff of 2023, because this is our first real show since the new year came around, and we've already got in the first few days of 2023 some big news in the world of professional wrestling. The biggest, of course, being that Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné, as she is now known, is with Wrestle Kingdom. She showed up at the show. She's with New Japan. She's confirmed for an event in February where she's going to be facing,
Kairi.
Thank you. Kairi Sane is going to be your opponent. She successfully defended her title at the show. That's coming up, and it doesn't look like, I don't know what's happening with Sasha Banks, or Mercedes Moné is going to be what we call her now in AEW. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. Let's kick off there. You watched the show, I'm sure, and you at least saw the Banks Mercedes Moné debut at Wrestle Kingdom. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Were you
worst kept secret
ever, or what?
Yeah, definitely the worst kept secret, as they referenced on commentary even. You know, it's not so New Japan Pro Wrestling hasn't had a women's division until quite recently, when they sort of merged Stardom, which is a separate promotion, and sort of incorporated, they didn't exactly merge with Stardom, but they incorporated Stardom into their roster in a way, and have kind of now started to they've just kind of launched a women's division finally after fans clamoring for New Japan to have one. They now finally have one. So we had a IWGP Women's Championship match at Wrestle Kingdom. It was Kairi, formerly known as Kairi Sane in WWE. She defeated Tam Nakano in a brief, it was probably about 5 minutes. Ostensibly was that whole thing was really just to set up the debut of Mercedes Moné, formerly known as Sasha Banks. It was interesting because, you know, Japanese crowds are very different. The Tokyo Dome is an interesting venue in terms of acoustics. I've never actually been there, but I think when you watch Wrestle Kingdom on TV, you can see that it's not. I mean, also New Japan doesn't mess around with the dubbing crowd noise thing that I think both AEW and WWE do. So it was kind of weird. She showed up. There was some murmuring amongst the crowd, but she didn't get a huge pop. She didn't get like a massive pop, and that is. So it created this sort of weird effect where you had Sasha Banks, Mercedes Moné returning to the world of wrestling after, you know, a 6 month hiatus or something like that. Mm-hmm. And to not a lot of noise. And then she got in the ring. She looked great. She looked fantastic. I wasn't super keen on the entrance music, but a lot of people did seem to like that. Then she got in the ring. She had like new gear on and everything. She attacked Kairi. And then cut a promo that was, I mean, Sasha's never been the best at promos. I think her promos are the best when they're like sort of short and sweet, right? But when she tries to cut like a lengthy thing, she's never seemed that comfortable on the mic to me. I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I'll let you finish. I have my whole opinion on this too, but yes, I'm with you.
So in a way, ultimately I found this to be, she also did a new move. Now, when I first watched it, when I first saw it, it looked like a botch. Then I watched the GIF a few times and I think I can see what they were going for, but I don't think that aesthetically, I don't know if it did end up being a botch or what, but I can definitely see what they were going for. They were going for that sort of like back rig, kind of then like a spin around into a DDT kind of thing. It's actually quite a creative. If they'd pulled it off, it probably, There's a version of that move that looks really good, and maybe that move will grow on everyone. But I think, combined, so the sort of lack of crowd enthusiasm, or seeming lack of crowd enthusiasm, you know, Japanese crowds are different to American crowds. And then the weird promo, the not super fiery promo, and the awkward move combined, I think, ultimately, I think made the whole thing a little bit of a letdown, really. But at the end of the day, I think that what matters is that Sasha Banks is doing what she wants to do, and she's in New Japan, and she's a huge fan of Japanese wrestling. She's a huge fan she's a huge proponent and she's a very, very important figure in women's wrestling. And I think that even though I'm sure she's probably happy with how it went down, even though it didn't seem super cool, what's important is that she's doing what she loves and she seems happy. So yeah, so it wasn't amazing, but I'm convinced, I'm pretty certain that we'll see a lot more stuff from Mercedes Moné, and then the match with Kairi was taking place in San Jose, actually, at the New Japan's, one of New Japan's American shows next month.
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought up that she's probably doing what she wants to do, and I hope that's true, because from what I watched, this was bad. And from what I think WWE has made the right decision here. Like, there's been a lot of talk about whether or not they value her in the same breath as Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey and these people, and that she was willing to come back for X amount of money. This is all speculation, of course, and that they said no. That we don't see you in this light. We don't see you as a draw like they are. And I think they're right. I think based on what I saw from her return, I think you're 100% bang on. Her promo skills are not up to speed. Some of these, now people will say, oh, Ronda Rousey's not that great either. And that's true. But Charlotte Flair's fantastic. Becky Lynch is really good. There's a number of people in WWE.
I think Bayley's a great promo too.
And Bayley's a fantastic promo, yes. And there are so many people in WWE's women's division who are good at it. That you don't need Banks coming in cutting promos. It's certainly not important. But I watched that, and that was 100% a botch. If you've seen the video of the move as it's supposed to go down, it is a DDT, and it's supposed to be a back reverse sort of spinning DDT that when she pulled it off, it looked okay. But even that move, when done right, is a little weird. It's just a little strange. But the biggest thing to me was that she's a walking catchphrase now. Right. She's created this name, Mercedes Moné, and the whole thing is a play on money. Right. So she's cash money. She's this, that, whatever. She walks in and she says, you know, I'm the new CEO of this women's division,
mm-hmm.
which you just pointed out didn't exist until just recently and barely still mm-hmm. does because it's kind of a conglomeration between Stardom and New Japan.
Right. And we really got one 5-minute match.
Yeah.
One
there's really not a women's division to be the CEO of. Oh, and by right. the way, you haven't wrestled yet. You just really showed up
yeah.
at this very moment. And mm-hmm. everything she's doing now, like you said, you pointing out that she might be happy is great. She's got her pro wrestling tee shop now, so she's going to be making killer money on the merchandise.
Right.
She made a good decision by picking these names because it's going to sell. But mm-hmm. I think you better hope that's what she wants because
yeah.
I don't think she's coming to AEW. After what mm-hmm. happened on Wednesday, which mm-hmm. was Saraya announcing that Toni Storm is going to be her partner, which may or may not be actually true,
mm-hmm.
I think they did that. And I could be wrong. This could all be a swerve. But I think they did that because they had to say she's not coming, right? Like,
yeah.
I think there's a buildup here that everybody is expecting that Sasha Banks or Mercedes Moné is going to show up next Wednesday, and she's not.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Not coming.
Mm-hmm.
That she's confirmed for February with New Japan and that she's got a pro wrestling tee shop already tells mm-hmm. me that she's not going to AEW. Now,
right.
I could be wrong, but I think they've all said, you know what, she's just going to do a New Japan thing. She's very big on Japan, and that's great. She's been a real advocate for wrestling there. She's wanted to do it for the longest time. I think she'll get indie shows and do all sorts of stuff. I think she'll be just fine. But
yeah.
I think that it was probably a wise decision by WWE to say, you know what, we don't think this is the right amount of money for you,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to let you try your own thing. And she's not committing to anybody except for what she's doing in New Japan. So, I was a little disappointed, to be honest
yeah.
with you.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, it wasn't the best debut. I do think that I think that maybe she was calling WWE's bluff or something. I feel like she just didn't want to go back to WWE. I don't think, at least anytime soon. I think, you know, ultimately she'll probably end up back there at some point, but I think she was just done and she wanted to explore new ventures. I do think she is a draw ultimately. I do think she actually is a very, very good in-ring worker. And I do think that with the right, if she's booked correctly, and if she really does sort of figure out her character and get everything, you know, locked down, I guess, you know, in terms of IP and trademarks and stuff, I think that she can be successful outside of WWE. Yeah, and you're right. Not sure if she's going to show up in AEW next week. I think ultimately she will at some point, probably I'd be surprised if we don't see her in an AEW ring before the end of this year. So I think, you know, I think she's got a bright future ahead of her. And I do think she is a draw, but yeah, you're right. The debut was a bit of a letdown. I still think that WWE would have her back in a heartbeat if she wanted to go back there. Maybe not for, you know, she's not gonna be making Brock Lesnar money or anything, but
yeah.
I do think they would have her back because I think she's one of Triple H's pet projects. I think and I'm sure he's happy for her. I don't think there's any animosity there, you know. I bet he's cool. I'm sure he's happy that she's doing her thing.
Yeah, no, and I'm sure that she would come back if the right situation presented itself too. Like The one thing that I'm going to catch flack for saying this, and I know that I'm going to, but the one thing I will say is that Sasha Banks has proven over time that she is not reliable, right?
Mm.
She has these huffs, and we don't know necessarily the detail or the length to which she gets unhappy, but
yeah.
when she is unhappy, she bails,
mm-hmm.
right? And now people are going to give me flack because they're like, well, how can you try somebody who's going and doing what they really want to do? I'm not. If she wants to go and do what she really wants to do, which is wrestle in New Japan, good for her. Great. Her career is going to be just fine. But what I wouldn't do if I'm WWE is say, okay, we'll give you everything that you want and more because we think that you're, she's proven that she bails, right? She's left more than once and she just needs these headspace breaks where she just falls out of love with the wrestling business. Yeah. And especially if you're in WWE where you need to be, if you want to be that mega, and she's got a lot of things that she wants to do from movies to music to whatever else she's going to be selling. That's all great and good for her and hope it all succeeds and does really well. But you need to be invested in WWE if you're going to be the top star in WWE. Like you're just, you got to be. And I would say WWE doesn't see her doing that. I think they probably have seen now that she's not necessarily the person that you want to put all of your investment in and put, you know, the face of the women's division on Sasha Banks or Mercedes Moné. And I think they've chosen not to. I agree. I think they're probably happy for her. Could she come back in the right situation? Sure. Could she go to AEW at some point? Probably. But I wonder if this lasts long enough. Like you would hope that the intrigue and the interest around her maintains enough so that in 3 or 4 or 5 months, when she does ultimately decide where she wants to go, there's still a lot of interest from fans in having her.
Right. I think a big part of it as well, and I think this we've seen this a few times, I think, is that the WWE schedule is very, very tough and very, very strenuous and can have a big impact on physical and mental well-being, I think. And you do see people, I think, leaving because they're just happy. They just want to sort of pick their own schedule. And I'm sure Sasha Banks' Mercedes Moné's schedule now is going to be much lighter than it was. She's not going to be wrestling 4 or 5 nights a week anymore, you know?
Yeah.
She'll probably wrestle 4 or 5 times a month now, if that. And that's probably, you know, now she can focus on other things while still wrestle. So yeah, I'm sure similar to when Puck / Neville left, you know, he also kind of, I don't want to say threw his toys out the pram or whatever, took his ball and went home, but he refused to work and just sort of sat out the remainder of his contract. And I think that's, basically what Sasha's done too.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Sasha Banks a big enough draw if she only works part-time, a la Ronda Rousey, Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, whomever, that those people have those contracts? Is she a big enough name, a big enough draw for WWE that you would even consider that?
Oh, not for WWE. I don't think WWE are interested in necessarily in that. Maybe if she goes away and makes a few more Star Wars, Marvel things or whatever, and she can come back and have that sort of part-time big money contract like Rousey and Lesnar or whatever. You know, I think for AEW, I don't think we're going to see her on TV every week. But I think she'll be making decent money.
Yeah. No, and I think that's right for her based on everything that she wants to do in the other worlds and other lanes that she's exploring, because there's people in AEW who would like to come back to WWE who want to wrestle more, who have not wrestled lots in AEW, and they're kind of like went there thinking, okay, my schedule's going to be lighter, but it's too light, right? And so they're like, oh, man, I kind of miss wrestling often. And there's people, I don't think she's one of those people. I think she's got a lot of stuff that she loves to do. I think she loves wrestling, but I think she really wants to explore other avenues. And I think this is going to give her the opportunity to do that. So fantastic for her. Let's switch gears just a little bit. Talk about Dynamite that happened on Wednesday. New look, sort of. I know they really promoted that this was a brand new look for them. The stage was slightly different and the colors remind me of a Raw SmackDown sort of thing, but it wasn't that different. It wasn't like a huge, they got rid of the two tunnels at the entryway and they have a much bigger screen now, but
New title sequence is terrible as well. It's lame.
Well, what was the old WWE pay-per-view? It looks like a total ripoff of that.
Yeah.
It was like a Survivor Series thing or what at one point. I don't know, but it's really not very original.
It's a big mistake. It was a mistake for them to use ostensibly blue and red aesthetics. I think that was silly. I think they had their own thing going on. Just kind of silly. Like if someone pitches, you know, let's rebrand it and let's use blue and red, which are the colors of Raw and SmackDown. Obviously WWE doesn't own a monopoly on those colors, but if you're a wrestling promotion, you got to be a bit more, you got to do something a little different. And I think they had with the sort of orange and black thing, I think they had their own vibe going on. And you know, and for the most part, it still is that aesthetic, but the red and blue lighting, situation wasn't really a smart move, in my opinion.
No. And it's not a coincidence, I don't think, that the person who was largely responsible for the new look is somebody they brought over from WWE. So it's interesting that way. But big show. Lots happened outside of the Saraya mentioning that Tony Storm is going to be your mystery partner. Darby Allin wins the TNT title over Samoa Joe, which, you know, I'm not really shocked by. I think Darby Allin's a guy that you want to push. I've complained over many weeks of doing this show that they don't really use their originals enough. Yeah. And Darby Allin is an original. He's an AEW guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had an indie run prior to AEW where he was really gaining some steam, but he's become quite a face of that company. I think it's a good idea to give him a title.
Yeah, and he was in his hometown as well. So, it made sense. And Joe already has, you know, Joe was already the Ring of Honor TV Championship. He doesn't really need two titles. I think we were all a little bit perturbed when Joe won the title. I mean, it was a triple threat, so he didn't pin Wardlow, but he won the title from Wardlow. It was a triple threat, right, as I recall?
Yeah,
we were all a bit surprised by that. You know, it was a really good match. It was a good main event. And yeah, you're right. I think Darby right now probably is the best choice to be TNT champ for sure. Certainly a better choice than Joe right now.
Yeah, and I think we're going to talk about this on one of our upcoming shows here about 2023 resolutions. And one of my things for AEW is that, and I've said this before again, they really focus on their originals. And I think maybe Wardlow moving on to the title picture, not the TNT title picture, but like the top prize picture and being in that cluster of five or six people who are in that conversation is a smart idea. So having Darby, I see the TNT title as somewhat, it's not on the same level, but it's somewhat of like an intercontinental title where you've got like these really popular mid-card guys who are on the verge of being the top tier guys. That's what this title is for AEW, I think. And so you give this to a guy like Darby Allin, I think you're saying, hey, let's put this title around somebody who we see has a very bright future in AEW. Maybe he's not in the title picture yet. Maybe he's not on the same level as the guys who we believe will win this world title. But we see in 2 or 3 years' time that Allin could be in that spot. And I like that decision. I think they should do more of this in 2023.
For sure. All right, I just want to interrupt quickly because we got some breaking news, Jim.
Is it the Vince McMahon stuff?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
should we touch on that real quick?
Yeah, sure. I didn't get the chance to read the whole article, but maybe
we can quickly go through it. So yeah, Wall Street Journal's Lauren Thomas, of course, Wall Street Journal, got the scoop with the McMahon situation last year initially, and seemed to be, you know, bang on the money with as far as that was concerned. So yeah, Wall Street Journal's Lauren Thomas is saying that Vince McMahon, I'm quoting Lauren now, Vince McMahon plans to return to WWE following his retirement in 2022 amid a sexual harassment scandal in order to pursue a sale of the business, sources say. So, you know, he still has majority power through his ownership of WWE's Class B stock. He's told the company he's going to elect himself and two former co-presidents and directors, Michelle Wilson and George Barrios, to WWE's board. He will also seek to become executive chairman. So it seems like he's trying. I don't know what's going on here. I think this is a bad mistake. I don't think Vince McMahon needs to be the chairman to oversee a sale of the company. There's plenty of other competent board members and business people involved in the company that are capable of doing that. This feels like a trap. but nobody can do anything about it because, you know, he's the majority, you know, shareholder. So, yeah, I guess we'll see what happens.
Now, why bring in Nick Khan then?
Right.
Like, isn't he the guy that was brought in specifically for these types of conversations with big money companies to invest a ton of money in WWE? Like, this is his thing. This is what he does, right? This is what Nick Khan was originally hired to do, was create these relationships and develop these sort of bidding
increase
wars
the value
when it comes
of
to
the
network
company.
Sales. Yeah, like, that's his job. Why would McMahon want to come in here? I agree with you. I think it sounds like, I don't know the whole details of this, but it sounds to me like this is just an excuse to get back in somehow, because it seems to me that if you're the guy, if you're Vince McMahon trying to sell this company with everything that you've had gone on in the last couple of years, that Nick Khan's a better person to be at the head of a sale. Right. He's the guy that's going to get you better leverage. If you're dealing with Vince McMahon, Vince McMahon's a pretty savvy business person, but like, I don't know. I wouldn't want to remove Nick Khan from the equation. and maybe they're not, but like, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. It seems weird. I hope it's not. And who are you selling to, I guess? That's the question, right?
Like, right.
Are they Disney? Are they talking USA, NBC? Like, who is it that's looking at there? Are they just simply trying to put it up and see who gives the most money for it?
Well, Tony Khan can afford it.
Yeah, he can.
The Khan family can afford it for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's a weird situation. It seems like a mistake. Seems like a bad idea. This guy's a maniac. Listen, Vince McMahon, you know, the stuff he did for the wrestling business is, you know, it's, or his achievements in the wrestling business are, you know, unparalleled, basically. But he's a maniac. He's like in his 80s now, right? How old is he? He's 80, right? And he's just retire, just chill, just sail off into the sunset, man. Just let everything, just let it go. He's like he's a crazy workaholic. I think sitting at home the last few months has just driven him mad. He's just one of those crazy, crazy workaholics. Basically unique to the US, really.
Yeah, I can't even imagine what this is going to do for like their TV deals, right? Because that's right. Coming up here right away.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is WWE trying to get, you know, Fox or USA or NBC Universal to give them more money than they already did, and they got some massive TV deal. Like, why would you want Vince McMahon anywhere near this?
Yeah,
like, it just seems to me like the timing is so poor.
Yeah, like,
why? WWE's doing really well financially, and maybe that's why you sell to get the most money you can. But why not ink those huge deals first?
Mm-hmm.
Get those TV deals renegotiated and redone, mm-hmm. and then do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it just seems very strange. But yeah, you're right. McMahon just can't keep his nose. I think he just doesn't know what to do with himself. Like, he's been doing this for so long, for so many hours every day, for his entire, I don't know what he's been doing, but he's probably just going stir crazy, right? So if he's not going to be able to work in the business, he probably doesn't even want it anymore.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's wild. But yeah, you know, we're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about over the next few months, I guess.
Yeah. No, it'll be interesting. Well, you know what? Let's call it right there. I think there's no other way to end this show than to leave people with a teaser to go check out thesports.com for all the articles that we're about to write when it comes to Vince McMahon, Mercedes Moné, and everything else that's about to happen here in 2023, because we've got the Royal Rumble, we've got WrestleMania, which, by the way, is the prime time in WWE to be an investor or to, you know, be interested in the company, because this is the biggest time of their year. These next 3 months are absolutely gold mines for WWE. So there's going to be a lot of news coming out here. So we'll close this show off. We've got another one coming up here right away, which is our 2023 New Year's Resolutions show, which may now have changed slightly with this Vince McMahon news. So I'm sure we'll talk about that in the next episode. But everybody else, we appreciate it. Norman, thank you very much for coming on here and doing this again with us.
No worries.
Another edition of the Sports Show, folks. Check out thesports.com for everything else, and we will talk to you on the next one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud. Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.